This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back. See, I have to look and see if I hit the button. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, letting your friends know about the show. You got to let your friends know about the show. We have a lot going on. You know, and I've always told you guys, if you want me to hit a certain topic, try to get somebody on the show or what have you, you just have to send me an email. Send it to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And I'll take on pretty much any topic. There's very few things that I won't listen to or deal with or what have you. But I need to have a reason why. Let's put it that way. You know, don't just send me, I mean, some people send me a link to a topic or somebody I should have on the air or what have you. And I go, all right, well, why? Give me a couple of bullet points. Don't make me read an 800-page book to try to figure out why you want me to bring somebody to the show. Please don't do that to me. Let me tell you what. I got enough reading to do. You know what I'm saying? But I don't mind tackling things. Also, my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, you can find it either at Amazon.com, all right? Or what you can do is head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can, again, watch live, listen live, and you can buy the book. Because, you know what, if you buy the book from the website, I'll autograph it. Although, I got to tell you, I'm not one of those guys that don't get why you'd want my autograph. If you buy it from Amazon, you get it faster and all the other fun stuff. So either buy it from Amazon or, again, head up to my website where you'll be able to buy it and I'll autograph it. Also, the new shirts that I have out, you see them, they're hashtag stand. Now, I'm not a guy that likes doing this stuff. You know, my wife will tell you, people who know me well will tell you, I'm not a real good self-promoter. But I got tired of seeing those yo-hos out there with the black shirts on that say resist on them. And they're out there, you know, they're smashing Starbucks. They're taking advantage of the pro-Trumpers, if you would. I'm going to take advantage. They're actually getting up in their face, facing them with pepper spray. We still hear about people that are assaulted when they're wearing a, you know, Make America Great hat, which I think is hilarious. So these same jerks, yeah, jerks, you heard me, if they have a hat on and they're offended by a hat that says, uses the words, make America great again. Now, some of them will say they're not offended by the hat. They're offended by who the hat represents or what the hat represents, which I think is really, really, really interesting. Because these same people, when they're burning and stomping and using the American flag to wipe their butts, are saying, you know, what's the big deal? It's just a flag. You know what? It's what the flag represents. No, it's not just a flag. Yeah, it is. It's a piece of cloth that has been sewn together, sadly, most of them in China, which you, again, if you're a real patriot, you need to look for what you can get here in this country first. But I'm dead serious when I say that. I mean, it's the flag has a representation of freedom. The flag, to me and to others and to people like my mother, people that came out of the war in Italy and Germany and other places, when they saw the American flag, unlike the teenagers that are out of touch today, they didn't see it as a sign of oppression. They saw it as a sign of freedom. Right? They didn't see it as a sign of occupation. Matter of fact, in many cases, they appreciated seeing that flag. They appreciated seeing that flag flying over a local building, you know, a local establishment, because they knew when the Americans were there, they were safe. Now, don't go sending me emails with, you know, atrocities on things that took place in this village or that. You know what? Overall, in the bigger picture, the Americans were the heroes, and for me, they still are the heroes. I'm not joking. If you don't see America as the heroes, as the do-gooders, if you would, then I don't know what to tell you. There probably isn't enough crack for you to smoke to get you back on the right track. I don't even know where to go with this. And then I wrote a piece earlier. I wasn't going to do this now, but I'll touch on it. And there were many out there that got offended at something I said in the piece. Which I think is kind of funny because, you know, I always say, if it doesn't fit you, then don't worry about it. They're very upset that I write for a Christian organization, a conservative organization. And I like to call out the hypocrisy. I'm one of you. And then I do it sometimes too, and I get called out by people, which is a good thing. We need to be checked. None of us are perfect, right? At least I hope to God you don't think you're perfect, because I'll find flaws if you want me to. But we do, even hardcore conservatives, do some pretty hypocritical stuff. And I was never I wasn't on the Trump train. I talked about him, and I talked about how it looked like he was going to win this thing because he was doing stuff nobody else was doing. He wasn't playing Politico. So I was never on the quote-unquote Trump train. Did not think he was the best guy for the job. I knew she wasn't. But again, like I said, I didn't think she was the best guy for the job. Oh, no, I'm going to finish this on the other side. Because you need to hear this. You need to hear how we either take a stand and take an honest stand, or we're no better than they are. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do, honestly, I appreciate the time you're spending with me and responding and being interactive. It kind of helps me guide the show, know what direction you guys want to go in. And I do appreciate it. Let us know where you're from. I always get a kick out of where you guys listen from. I know we have had / have, I think we still have them, quite a few people to listen from Australia. And we have quite a few people that listen from the Philippines, which is kind of interesting. I do appreciate, I don't care where you come from, I always appreciate you, your input. I don't even care if we're on the same page or not. Just the mere fact that you're listening and you're willing to engage and get involved in the conversation, always, always, always a good thing. So I want to touch on this, and then I want to get to the singer, the entertainer, who says that... and some of you took me the wrong way. She's not saying that she's not having sex.
you know, with her boyfriend until he learns how to respect her private parts. She's saying that no woman should have sex with her person until they respect the private part. Whatever. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I wanted to hit on some of you hardcore conservatives. And again, I'm not. I hope you can take this. I hope you understand that if we can't have dialogue with each other, heck, it's all over. But please don't send me emails. And the piece that I wrote, you can check it out on the website, realside.com. And the piece is made to me. Most of the time, when I'm writing something, I'm trying to get you to understand and I'm trying to get you to think. Be able to defend what you believe. And don't just say it because it's the party's, you're spewing the party line. Don't say it because you're spewing your pastor or your rabbi's line. Make sure that you've done a little work and figured out why you believe what you believe. Why it is you're able to regurgitate or spew out what it is that you say you believe. So I got emails from you guys, and I've been interviewed a couple of shows over this piece, because I open it up with saying, you know, oh my God, Trump bombed Syria, and that's unconstitutional? And first, for my friends on the very far right who think that Trump bombing Syria is unconstitutional, well, maybe it's not. And to all you Facebook constitutional scholars, you really need to take a look, not only at what the Constitution says, but, you know, we've passed laws as time has gone on, and we've lived by those laws. Now, for clarity, I'm not saying those laws are right. If we pass laws that have gone unchecked but are not in line with the Constitution, then those laws should be challenged. Somebody at some point in time should challenge. But here's what I'm saying, and I don't want a response from you guys now, but I want you to think about this. If you're going to be a hardcore constitutionalist, and you want to get us back to that point, like we shouldn't be in other countries protecting ourselves or our interests or only to a certain degree, and you want to, you know, all these things, the arguments I've heard over the last week from those guys on the hardcore right, I submit to you this. Then we need to go in tomorrow, and we need to cut out our health for the veterans. There's nothing in the Constitution that says we're supposed to pay for the health care. There's nothing that says we're supposed to give them special benefits. There's nothing that says we're supposed to give them any kind of tax money. You go fight. Now, if you've listened to the show for 10 seconds in the past, you know that's not how I feel. You know, when it comes to veterans, I love our vets, and I think we should do anything we can, thinking that they've gone and they were willing to step in front of bullets, the things that they were willing to do for not just our freedom, for human freedom all over the world. So don't take what I'm saying out of context. Right? But what I'm trying to get at with you, hardcore, you guys that scream, Constitution, 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 that's it, end of discussion, all the way through. There's a whole bunch of programs you just need to cut out then. Right? I mean, the Affordable Health Care Act, or health care in particular, gone, done, finished. It's not in the Constitution. Right? And even marriage between a man, a woman, two men, three women, five dogs, whatever. Where's the control of marriage in the Constitution? There are so many things that aren't in there. Just wipe them out. Get them gone. You know, welfare, entitlement programs, you know, any of these things, get them gone. Just go in there and wipe them out. And a guy who was arguing with me the other day about abortion, that it's not in the Constitution, it's actually murder. And I agree with that. I agree with that term, that it's murder. And when somebody's walking in or just walking out of an abortion clinic, and they've performed the abortion, he said that, you know, you grab the sheriff, you grab the policeman, wherever you're at, and he has to go in, and he has to arrest the doctor, and he has to arrest the woman for murder. He said, you can't do that. Against the law. He said, no, it's not. Supreme Court, it was a Supreme Court ruling, it's not a law. Technically, he is correct. There's no law. The Congress never went back and made it a law at that point in time. So he is correct. I have to concede that to him. But I want to be there. When one of you guys try to do this, I really want to be there when you tell that cop that he has to arrest them for murder because the Constitution doesn't say anything about abortion. And this is my argument with a lot of my listeners and others. Is we sit there and we complain about this stuff. And we don't elect the right people. And then when you find out you're elected the wrong person, you don't go yank them out and elect somebody. We're electing Republicans just to elect Republicans because we want control. Right, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? And I am. I'm a Republican conservative who's a Christian. Oh, yeah, and I'm white. And I'm a Bible thumper. I'm all the things you've been taught to hate. But people, we start locally. I haven't done this speech in a long time. We start locally, okay? And if you're a school board member, your town council, city council, I don't know what you have in your area, even if you elect a dog catcher, all of those in your area, if they're not doing the job, don't elect them again just because they're your uncle or your cousin or, you know, he's been a member of the town for 30 years. It's not like he knows how to do anything else. Well, too bad. Re-educate him and get him out of that chair. Seriously. You know, California was hardcore Republican, I don't know, 50 years ago, whatever. And now we are so far left that we truly are going to fall off the planet any day now. It's nuts. So, again, back to my hardcore right-wing, you know, constitutionalist. I applaud you. I do agree with you. But there's got to be some common sense used here. And don't be caught in that hypocritical cycle where on one line you're against Trump because he took an unconstitutional act as far as you're concerned, and you're all for the Affordable Care Act. It makes no sense. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Listen to the Real Time on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. That is the network that gets us out to all those stations. The thousands that, no, I'm just kidding. Someday, I'm hoping we hit a few hundred. That would be great. You'll notice I don't do a whole bunch. Yeah, I do political stuff. Excuse me, but really, seriously, come on. You got 3,000 of the shows out there. They're all over the hardcore political stuff. You know what? Let somebody else do it. I'll hit it when it comes up, talk about it when it comes up. But I love the social stuff because we don't realize how much the social stuff bleeds into the political stuff. Just craziness. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so let's see. What do we got going on here? Oh, yeah, the singer. God, this is just wonderful. And it's funny, too. I don't even know this person. It tells you how much I mean, you know, I mean, once we get past Chicago and Earth, Wind, and Fire, I'm pretty much done. You know what I mean? So the singer-actress Janelle Monáe believes the only way that men will begin respecting women again is if they are denied sex. In an interview with Marie Claire, Monáe argues that until every man is fighting for our rights, we should consider stopping having sex. What rights are these people talking about? What rights have been taken away from you? I keep hearing that we're going to fight for our rights. What right? Can you give me one? Give me one. Because if it's equal pay, well, that's already been debunked. So instead of talking about it, you have to actually show me. Bring a woman and a man from the same office up to an exactly the same job at the same time with the same experience and show me how they're paid less. Now, does that happen from time to time? Yes. Is it running rampant in society? No. So I don't know, you know, until every man is fighting for our rights. What do you mean by fighting? And what rights are we talking about? How's that? She goes on to say, I love men, but evil men. I will not tolerate that. You don't deserve to be in my presence.
Yes, you don't deserve to be in my presence.
If you're going to own this world, and this is how you're going to rule the world. I'm not going to contribute anymore until you change. I wonder, she's a very well-off singer and actress. Is she taking money from men, I wonder? Some of those same, you know, pieces of garbage that she talks about here? Those evil men? Why would you take their money? They're disgusting. Or maybe she's taking their money and giving it to a woman's activist. That's it. She probably has that money marked from those people. She gives it to those money men. What do you think? Right? No, I think she's a hypocrite is what I think. This is what I was talking about earlier, about our hypocrisy. And look, I'm no angel. I screw up too. But it's funny because, okay, I'll give away a little secret of mine. I love Rice Krispies. I just really like Rice Krispies. And what was it? It was Kellogg's, right? What were they doing?
I don't know,
but they were supporting a cause. I think it might have even been Planned Parenthood. So I said, that's it. I can't believe it. All right? My guys now are supporting something I can't support. We haven't had a box of Kellogg's in this house since. And I went scouring the mountainsides because I need to have some kind of Rice Krispies. And so I finally found generic Rice Krispies that are not made by Kellogg's. And I haven't checked that company out. I'm almost afraid to, but whatever. But they're stupid little stands, but hit them where the wallet is. Same thing here. Oh, that was it. They pulled their advertising from Breitbart. Yep. Yeah. And I tell you guys, you know, I told you earlier, we're coming up with a way. See, I don't like doing this because it sounds like I'm begging. And I'm not begging. But we've been hit hard, too. All conservative commentators have been really hard. We rely on advertising. We rely on sponsorships. We rely on clicks to our website. You guys know how it goes. You're not stupid people listening to this show. And Google and Facebook and the rest of them have cranked down so tight on us that traffic I'm trying not to beat it up, but basically the income has dropped just terribly. So you're going to see there's a lot of smaller guys like myself that are going to have a hard time staying on if they don't have some decent sponsors. So just be aware of that. I don't know what shows you guys listen to or watch or what have you, but be aware of that kind of thing. And we're setting up, because of a suggestion by one of the listeners, we're going to set up a way that you can support the show. I don't care if it's $5 a month, $10 a month, $2.50 a month, I don't care, whatever you have, because it just lets me know that you care and you really want to see something change or see something happen. And I'm willing to do the fight, but I want some support as well. So anyway, back to this. We got, she says she loves men, but evil men. And like I said, are you willing to give money back to those men? Or are you going to give money to something else? Are you going to throw those men out of your concerts? I mean, why would you want them there? I love this. You know, talk about an attitude, a holier-than-thou. You don't deserve to be in my presence. What about you women who do not respect men? Not all men are dogs. I say that as a joke. You know I say that from time to time. But isn't it interesting how they've turned this whole thing into it's men disrespecting women? God, women never disrespect men, do they? Women never treat men poorly. Women never take advantage of men, do they? Think about it. So, and if you're one of those women that's like uppity on themselves, you're going to send me all this telling me what a misogynist I am, what a nasty guy I am. I want to tell you something. I have this thing. It's called a dump box in my mail, and that's exactly where it goes. Once you start going off, that's where it's going to end up. And these are the same people that scream about equality, but they don't really want equality. They want control. There is nothing in their comments that prove that they want equality or that they're using truth to try to get there. When you talk about the unequal pay between men and women, it's not a real argument, okay? When you talk about women's rights, that's not what they look at things and see if there's not as many women in the boardroom as there are men in the boardroom, what that means is that you're not giving women a chance. No, how about maybe this? Really, I'm going to make it simple for you that if you're between the first and sixth grade, you should be able to understand this, okay? Maybe there weren't as many women who signed up. Maybe there weren't as many women that were qualified for that job because to those same people who scream about all this stuff about equality, they scream about how greedy corporations are. So let me put this right in your face. If a corporation is all about money, why would they care whether you're male, female, black, white, green, red,
Asian, American, African American, Canadian, they wouldn't care. If you can turn out the green, they don't care. They don't care what you're sleeping with, who you're sleeping with, or how many you're sleeping with. If you turn green to the bottom line, you can get away with almost anything. You don't believe me? Look at our professional sports players. So I'm tired of all these false arguments. This is why I say to you, this shirt that I got out there called Stand, hashtag Stand, Stand for America, Stand for American Principles, you need to stand up for what's right. And when you're sitting at a table and one of the yo-hos at the table says something like this, say, show me, prove it to me. Don't throw me a statistic. Show me what company who's not getting paid, female's not getting paid as much as a male, doing exactly the same thing in the same job with the same experience. Al Sharpton screaming that does not, he wants to boycott corporations that don't have enough black people on their boards. How many black people is enough? Is there a percentage? And do they have to be black females? Well, what about Hispanics? I mean, is anybody fighting for the Hispanics? Should we have as many of those on the board? How about we fine every board that doesn't have the exact same number of different ethnicities on there? So if you've got nine people on the board, you have to have three Hispanics, three white, three black. Oh, Asians. I forgot about the Asians. We've got to get them in there. So you see how ridiculous this gets? And we've allowed this to happen. We have. We really have. We look what they do on the left. I'm not saying we have to get as crazy as they are. But we need to have the same fervor. We need to be out there doing, you know, pushing just as hard as they are. Anyway, back to this. See how easy I get sidetracked? She says, I'm not going to contribute anymore until you change it. She continued adding that people have to start respecting the vagina. I don't even know what that means. I have, you know, I could be really rude. But I was just going to say, like, if it's been open more time than the Brooklyn Bridge, why would you respect it? We're going for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions. So I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, You now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Listen to Real Fat on TV Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. I won't have anything if you're not listening. Yeah. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. You know, I have to my website. I have a book up there, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate by the other side. And you're going to find out by reading the book, you don't have to hate. I don't even know. You know, they gave us those labels. I don't know what they mean. Because I didn't make them up. Right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. So I believe in the Bible. I believe in taking care of people that need help. I believe in feeding the poor, taking care of the sick. And see, that's where I love these people go, well, see, that's what Christians do. You know, you're a Christian. You're supposed to want to feed the sick. Yeah, you know, Jesus also said, if you don't work, you shouldn't eat. So which is it? If you're not out looking for a job, if you're not willing to take a job to feed your family, why should I feed you? Seriously. And then I always love the people who say, we're not a Christian nation. And aren't you a Christian? Shouldn't you want to give them health care? Well, we're not a Christian nation. Which is it? I'm confused. See, I'm not a very smart man. You have to make it very simple for me to understand. And that always infuriates them, because the more you bring it down to that simple level, they can't explain it. Unless they can use words that nobody can understand or spell, They're not interested. They can't win. All right, back to, yeah, because I don't want to lose this. I want to finish this while I have the momentum. Janelle Monáe wants women to hold sex back from men until all men start fighting for women's rights. How will we know when all men are fighting for women's rights? That's what I want to know. And then what do you do in cultures and societies? Not that I agree with this, but what do you do in cultures and societies where women are somewhat subservient to men? Right? Are you going to go into these? I'd like to, you know what? I got something for you, Janelle. Why don't you go do a concert in places like Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia? Go to those places and do a concert for women's rights. You know, raise money to give it to the attorneys there so they can fight for women's rights. The same attorneys that belong to the religion that says that basically you can own women. Go ahead and do that. I'm curious to see how that works out for you. I'll wait for an update. I think that would be great. Now, Monáe has previously claimed that practicing feminism, you ready for this one? Should be part of black masculinity and called on men to help us fight some of the evil things that have been done to us. I'd like to know now in the modern age, what evil things have been done to women? I'm just curious. They make these blanket statements, and I don't know what they're using to back them up. Now, if there's evil things being done to women, yeah, it should stop. We should help fix that. But they throw these things out like this, and I don't, without any backup to them at all. And the fact that feminism or practicing feminism should be part of black masculinity, huh? You want to teach black men how to be feminists? What's the opposite of that? Can't we teach women how to be masculinists? I just made up another word. Now, she starred, apparently, in the Oscar-winning, see, it shows you how often we watch movies, but she, let me see, where is that? So she starred in the Oscar-winning movie film Moonlight? Don't even know what that is. It was performed at Washington, D.C. Women's March, and she performed there. Following Donald Trump's victory in the last year's presidential election, Monáe went on an extensive Twitter rant where she accused Americans of failing women, minorities, Muslims, immigrants, and the LGBTQ communities, claiming that the country was full of dummies. And I would have to agree with her. The country is filled with dummies. You know how I know that? Because they're still going to her concerts. They're still going to movies that she's in. They're renting movies that she's in. Hurt them in the wallet. You know, I've had people say to me, boycotts don't work. They keep people, you know, people lose jobs, yada, yada. Yeah, I know. And here we go with my rant. Our founding fathers lost their lives. They lost their farms. They lost their families. They lost their fortunes. And you're worried about losing your CD collection for Beyonce. How exciting. This woman should not be. And actually, see, because I said this woman, somebody will say, you know, see, that proves Joe hates women. How about we do it this way? This person does not deserve to be honored. This person does not deserve to have money. Right? She's calling you dummies. What's the difference between that and deplorables? You're a dummy because you voted against the person that would love to lock up people like me? This shows you how out of touch they still are. And these Hollywood types, they are so far out of touch for the most part, it's amazing. And you still go to their movies, and you still put money in their pocket. Come on, think about it. Anyway, I was going to kick out of this stuff. Let's hit this one. Minimum wage You know, all that fighting for the $15 an hour. And we all said the same thing, remember? We said that minimum wage would hit hard in places like restaurants. Hospitality, the hospitality industry would be hit hard by this. Because people won't, you say it, and you and the left especially, right, you say it, but you don't mean it. You'll pay more for services. Actually, no, you won't. And the proof is, you don't frequent the restaurants and the hospitality joints that get hurt the most when you push these things. Now, in San Diego, California, there's a new review of the restaurant industry. And it shows that since its minimum wage hike, just to $11.50 an hour. That was as of a year ago, it was kicked up to $11.50 an hour. The city has lost 4,000 restaurant jobs. What do you think of that? So we put 4,000 people, or whoever fought for the 15 bucks, I don't care if it was the Democrats, the unions, whatever, we lost jobs for 4,000 people. No big deal. I'm sure they'll find something someplace else while they're on welfare for a while or unemployment or whatever it is they're on. So it's just amazing. It has hurt more people than it's helped. You have to remember, because when they make these budgets, they make the budgets out over a period of time. They have so many people that work there. They need so many people to service those tables, but people don't want to pay more money for their meals. When they go out to eat, unless you're going to an extremely fancy restaurant, nobody wants to pay big bucks to go out to eat. I'm sorry, when you go to Denny's or one of those places, you're not looking for the $25 breakfast plate, are you? In most places in the country, those most affected by the minimum wage are in the restaurant industry. And in San Diego, for instance, about half of all workers earned minimum wage are food and service workers. But since last year's wage hike, the restaurants have shed jobs or ceased expansion. In other words, they didn't open a second restaurant. So there went some tax income to the city, but no biggie. And the 4,000 guys that girls that were let go, that lost their jobs, well, you see, no payroll tax income. There's no sales tax income because they can't go buy anything at the local stores. They don't have jobs anymore. Good job, San Diego. It's a beautiful city. Don't get me wrong. A lot of great restaurants, beautiful city, a lot of great places to go. Not for those 4,000 anymore. Job growth in the restaurant sector had just kept pace with the state's performance. The industry could have created 5,200 jobs instead of the 1,300 that took place. So think about that. A little easy math. We'll make it easy. Say it's 3, 4, 4, 5. So let's say that was 4,000 jobs they were looking to create. They ended up losing 4,000 jobs. In my simple math, they cost 8,000 people jobs. Forbes magazine's Tim Wurstall recently noted a similar situation was seen in Seattle. We talked about that. The city ordered a hefty raise in its minimum wage, drove the hospitality people out of work, which is more proof that you don't let bureaucrats run businesses, make business decisions. You cannot have legislators. You cannot have politicians making legislation for businesses to survive, to provide, to grow. Doesn't work. Hey, I'm Grover Senior Host, just in the real size. We're on Facebook. Got to restart at the top of the hour. I don't know what to tell you, but as far as that goes, if you want to hear more, we're going to talk about the Florida Sheriff's Department that really are going after drug dealers hard. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.